Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Science of Yoga, Understand the Anatomy and Physiology to Perfect Your Practice by Anne Swanson. Positions yoga as both an embodied art and an evidence-informed practice. Written for students, teachers, and movement professionals, the book connects what you feel in poses with what is happening inside the body, from joints and muscles to breath mechanics and nervous system responses. Swanson, known for translating complex science into practical guidance, frames anatomy and physiology as tools for safer alignment, smarter sequencing, and more effective progress rather than as dry memorization. The focus is not on promoting extreme flexibility or one correct form, but on understanding individual variation and the principles that make postures accessible and sustainable. Readers can expect clear explanations of movement fundamentals, common patterns that contribute to discomfort, and ways to adapt poses to support strength, mobility, balance, and recovery. The result is a bridge between traditional yoga intentions and modern fitness and rehabilitation thinking, designed to help refine practice with confidence and clarity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a practical map of yoga anatomy, a core theme is learning anatomy in a way that directly improves how you practice. Instead of treating muscles, bones, and joints as isolated facts, the book emphasizes functional relationships, how hips influence spine mechanics, how shoulder structure affects arm balances and weight bearing, and why the same pose can feel different from person to person. This topic helps readers understand the major movement systems involved in yoga, including the roles of stabilizers versus prime movers and the importance of joint congruency and stacking. It also highlights how range of motion is shaped by more than muscle length, such as bony anatomy, connective tissue tension, and nervous system guarding. With this lens, alignment becomes less about copying an external shape and more about choosing positions that distribute load well and respect individual structure. For teachers, this approach supports cueing that is both inclusive and specific. For students, it encourages curiosity, reduces fear of doing it wrong, and promotes self-assessment based on sensation, control, and breath rather than appearance. Secondly, physiology of breath, energy, and the nervous system, the book treats breathing as a measurable physiological lever that influences performance, stress, and recovery. Readers are guided through how the diaphragm, ribcage mobility, and posture interact, and why breath quality can change in deep folds, twists, and backbends. Beyond mechanics, it connects breath patterns to autonomic nervous system balance, explaining how slower, controlled breathing can support downshifting from stress responses, while more stimulating patterns may increase alertness. This topic is especially useful for people who feel anxious in practice, struggle with breath holding, or experience dizziness during transitions. It also frames yogic breathing as a skill that can be trained progressively, similar to strength or flexibility, with attention to tolerance and comfort. The discussion helps demystify concepts often described as energy by translating them into nervous system states, circulation, and gas exchange. For teachers, the physiology-based perspective improves pranayama instruction with clearer contraindications and modifications. For practitioners, it offers practical ways to use breath to improve stability, focus, and overall session quality. Thirdly, strength, mobility, and flexibility through a science lens, rather than equating progress with deeper stretches, the book emphasizes balanced capacity, mobility that is supported by strength and control. This topic explores how tissues adapt, distinguishing short-term changes in stretch sensation from longer-term remodeling and motor learning. It encourages readers to consider end-range strength, active flexibility, and joint stability as essential for safe advancement. The scientific framing also clarifies why some people gain flexibility quickly while others progress slowly, pointing to genetics, training history, and anatomical differences. Readers learn how muscular engagement can protect joints, how to avoid passive hanging in vulnerable positions, and how to use props or pose variations to build usable range of motion. It also helps reframe soreness and intensity, separating productive effort from signals that suggest excessive strain. For yoga students, this supports smarter goals that align with daily life, such as improved hip function for walking or stronger shoulders for carrying. For instructors, it provides a rationale for sequencing that alternates load, integrates strengthening, and respects fatigue and recovery. Fourthly, common pain patterns and safer alignment choices. A practical contribution of the book is its focus on discomfort prevention and on making alignment decisions that reduce unnecessary stress. This topic covers why certain areas tend to feel overworked in yoga, including wrists and arm supports, shoulders in repeated vinyasa, knees in deep flexion and rotation, and the lower back in aggressive backbends. The scientific approach frames pain as information rather than a badge of effort and emphasizes that yoga should not require pushing through sharp or nerve-like sensations. Readers are encouraged to assess load distribution, joint angles, and the difference between stretching a muscle and compressing a joint. Attention is given to individual factors such as hypermobility, prior injury, and limited mobility, all of which change what safe looks like. The topic also highlights modifications that maintain the intent of a pose while changing the mechanics, such as altering stance width, reducing depth, using props for support, or shifting weight to protect a sensitive joint. For teachers, it supports clearer wrist management and more confident hands-off instruction. Lastly, integrating science into sequencing and long-term practice, the book ultimately aims to help readers make decisions beyond single poses, translating anatomy and physiology into how you structure sessions and build sustainable habits. This topic explores how warm-up, progressive loading, and recovery shape outcomes, and why repeating the same intensity or pattern can lead to plateaus or irritation. It encourages variety in planes of movement, balanced work for pushing and pulling actions around the shoulder, and thoughtful hip and spine sequencing that prepares tissues for deeper ranges. The science angle supports clearer goal setting, whether the goal is stress relief, athletic support, strength development, or improved mobility. It also frames yoga as complementary to other training, showing how it can enhance body awareness and movement quality without replacing all strength or conditioning needs. For teachers, the emphasis is on intent-based sequencing, where each segment of class has a physiological purpose. For individual practitioners, it offers a way to self-program, track progress, and adjust practice across life stages, energy levels, and changing bodies, keeping yoga both effective and enjoyable over time. In conclusion, this book is best for yoga students who want to understand why poses feel the way they do, teachers who want clearer and safer cues, and fitness, rehab, or movement professionals who use yoga-inspired methods with clients. It also suits beginners who feel overwhelmed by conflicting alignment advice, because the science-based framing replaces rigid rules with principles that can be adapted to different bodies. The main benefit is practical confidence. You learn to connect sensation with structure, to breathe with more control, and to choose variations that support your joints and goals. That can translate into fewer flare-ups, steadier progress in strength and mobility, and better stress regulation through informed breathwork. Compared with many yoga anatomy titles, this one stands out by combining anatomy with physiology and by emphasizing function over aesthetics. It does not rely on mystical claims or extreme flexibility as the measure of success. Instead, it offers a modern, evidence-informed bridge between yoga tradition and contemporary movement science. For readers seeking a reliable guide they can return to as their practice evolves, it is a worthwhile purchase that supports both immediate improvements and long-term sustainability. If you would like to support Anne Swanson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.